Good morning, everybody. I see some familiar faces smiling online in our online Sangha. It's lovely to see them. And some people I don't know, it's lovely to see you as well. That's great. Very sweet to share this practice across so many time zones. We're very deep into our week now, into our retreat. And am I audible? Is my voice okay? I'll start the recording. As I was saying, we're deep into it. And no matter how you think you're doing, know that you are definitely more sensitive, more mindful, more quiet in your mind than you think you are, and you know you are. And during this, the past 4 days, we've kind of traversed four areas of our meditation practice, four areas for mindfulness, beginning with the kind of the most gross aspect that we pay attention to, the breathing, which doesn't really feel gross, but it has the most effect on the external part of our body. You can see the body move when it breathes. We're bringing in something from the outside when we breathe. And then the rest of the body sensations, they're not as subtle as what's going on in the mind. There's more, there's physicality to them, obviously. That's what they are. And then emotions, which partake of both the body and the mind. And then thinking, which we definitely think of as being entirely mental, but it has a lot of effects on our body. So as the week's gone on, we've increased the range of what we're looking at of our mindfulness, and that's the intention of the practice, is to eventually include everything that arises in our experience in our mindfulness, so we're able to see whatever is arising. And as we've gone through the week, we've suggested different strategies for working with all four. And the most simple instruction that we give usually is to meet our experience with a kind, non-judgmental awareness, attention, so that we come to know what's arising in our bodies and in our minds directly. And there's one senior teacher in this tradition, Sylvia Borstein, who teaches at Spirit Rock a lot. She has said, this is something that she says to herself, may I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. So we can meet what arises in us with this attitude. And we do have tools to help us to get back to that attitude when we get lost or confused or feel taken over by physical pain, discomfort, or by an afflictive emotion or thinking that's compelling. And today I want to point to something that is really important that we haven't spoken of directly. It's really important no matter what our attention is meeting, no matter what strategy we're using to work. The attitude in the mind is what I want to point to. The attitude in our mind, how we are relating to what arises. So that simple instruction that we, the most basic instruction to meet what arises with a kind, non-judgmental attention. You know, when that's not there, then we want to be able to see that. If something challenging arises in the mind and our reaction to that is, oh, it's wrong and shouldn't be happening, I need to do something about it. There's judgment in that. It's not allowing what's there to be there. So we want to see the judgment, see, oh, there's judging in the mind, to recognize it. And it would be best, you know, not to judge ourselves for judging, because that then just adds another layer of constriction in the mind, another arrow, to use the Buddha's, one of his similes. So, and if desire is arising, we can just see it, we can allow it. And if we fret about it, you know, that's just adding another layer of discomfort, of pain. When we notice there's a judgment, when we notice there's aversion or a greedy attitude in the mind, whatever it is, we see that. And sometimes that's not so easy, because the attitude in the mind is what we're looking through, in a sense, as we see the, you know, what's arising. And often our focus is on what's arising. We see, oh, there's a thought, or oh, there's an emotion. And the focus is just on that. And we neglect to pay attention to what the quality of the attention is, the quality of the awareness that we're looking through. So something Gill often says is, make a 180-degree turn and look back at the mind itself. What's going on there? What's the quality? Is it constrained? And are we, like, you know, sort of furrowing the brow of the mind, trying to see something? Are we frowning at it because of aversion? What's going on in the mind? What's the attitude? And, you know, our path of practice arises when we aren't fighting what arises, or clinging to what arises, or craving it. Freedom comes from seeing clearly, and all these attitudes I've been mentioning, they color our, it's like wearing different colored lenses in our glasses, rose-colored lenses if there's desire, or maybe really dark glasses that make it hard to see anything. When there's more aversive kinds of attitudes. So we want to look back. So I'm really inviting you to practice diligence, vigilance with your mental states this morning. That's part of the function of this this diligence and vigilance. It is the function to discern where the path is and where it isn't, and the attitude in the mind, how we relate to our experience of life. That's where freedom lies. So to be attentive to that is really, really valuable. So I'll just give some basic intro to the actual guiding portion here, and then mostly we'll sit in silence today, because I think you've had enough instruction this week to, you know, to proceed without further ado. But first, do spend a little bit of time with your posture, seeing if you can have that balance of alertness and ease in the posture itself. So softening any areas that seem tense, tight, breathing into them, and letting them soften on the exhalation. And at the same time, maintaining a, an awakeness in the body, which really encourages an awakeness in the mind. You might take a few longer, deeper breaths if that helps to settle. I always find that settling. Just allowing that relaxation, more relaxation on the exhalation. And then letting the breath return to its normal rhythm, whatever that happens to be. Maybe spending a little time with sounds, receiving the sounds that are arising. Or maybe just turning to the sensations of breathing, letting them be the anchor. And then from time to time during the meditation, just to look back and see, what's the attitude I'm looking through? You know, what's the lens I'm looking through? Is it one that's leading in the direction of freedom? Or is it getting me caught up in desires and resistances and aversions? And then if it is one that feels like it's beneficial, just let that be. And if it isn't, use your diligence, use a vigilance to discern, is this really the attitude I need now? Recognizing it for what it is and seeing if there's a way in the mind that's more receptive to that which is calling us. Letting the mind relax. So occasionally I'll remind you just to look back, see what's the attitude. So whatever it is that's arising now that you're aware of, look back at the attitude in the mind. What is it? How are you aware? Is the attitude onward leading? Is there some obstruction? Aversion, desire, judgment? Remember that simple instruction, a kind, non-judgmental awareness. And again, just checking in. What's the attitude coloring the mind? Can you invite that quality of allowing what is there to be there, allowing what is arising to just be known very simply, no for, no against. So I encourage you to pay attention to this aspect of the practice. It's really key. You know? The attitude that with which we're looking at whatever we're seeing, whether it's in our practice or as we go around in our formal practice, or as we go around in here and in daily life, that it really determines a lot about what's going on in our life, about the quality of our life. That quality of allowing that has been spoken of several times this week, to invite that, to allow it, to invite that into the mind can be really helpful. And that last night, Gil used this suggestion that he often repeats about looking for the ouch and the ah. For the ouch and the ah and the attitude in the mind. And that's a very simple and good way of discerning, you know, where do we want to go? Because the direction of ah, which includes that allowing, that's the direction that opens the path to freedom, direction we want to go. I had a thought about the Dalai Lama. I've heard a quote from him that he said, desire puts feathers on its object. And that, in kind of contrast to the way the hindrance of ill will is described in the sutta, says, like being like a boiling pot of boiling water. You know, both of those, whether it's feathers that are beautiful or boiling water, they make it really difficult to see clearly. We're not seeing clearly when those are evident, when they're happening, when they're operating in the mind. So look for the ah and the ouch, and I invite you to follow the ah always. And we have a couple of announcements, which are really just for the folks here in the retreat on site. The first is that you will be continuing with our practice discussions this morning. These are the last scheduled practice discussions, but I believe we'll have sign-ups for tomorrow. So if you didn't get to see one of the teachers, or you want to see one of the teachers you saw before again, you'll have that opportunity. And there won't be enough slots for everyone, but for those of you who need them, those of you who don't see the teachers very often, there will be slots. And then and Gil will be sitting in with me this morning in the second half of my practice discussion, so expect that. And then I wanted to mention something else. You know, we all COVID tested a second time on Wednesday evening, and everyone in the retreat tested negative, which was par for the course here, which is very nice. And the resident volunteers who live here, they come and go as part of their normal daily activities. And so we've all tested negative, but just so you're aware, there are people who come and go here. They've been asked to mask when they come into the hall, but you know, that's, I think that keeps us all as safe as possible. And if you feel uncomfortable, please, you know, feel free to use a mask. There we have masks available if you don't have your own. So with that, I wish you a really Ah, full day of practice today.